Welcome back to AI in 5. I'm your host, Dr. JR, ready to dive into the latest and the greatest, and sometimes the most debated, in the world of artificial intelligence. Today, we're talking about AI's artistic flair and the very real conversations happening around its future. First up, let's talk about AI's growing presence in the creative industries. It seems like every week there's a new story about AI generating music, art, or even entire screenplays. Just recently, Stability AI, known for its open source image generation model Stable Diffusion, announced its partnership with Shutterstock, aiming to compensate artists for their contributions to training data and offering new generative AI capabilities. It's a fascinating step, right? This really brings to mind what Satya Nadella, the CEO of Microsoft, recently said about AI's role in human endeavors. He stated, and I'm paraphrasing here, "The core of AI is to empower humans to help us achieve more, not to replace us." I think that sentiment perfectly captures the potential for AI to be a powerful tool in the creative process as a co-pilot rather than a conqueror. And now, let's do some quick hits. First up, in a big win for public health, researchers at West Virginia University have developed an AI model that can identify early signs of heart failure from low-tech ECG data, specifically trained to be more accurate for underserved rural communities. Talk about using AI for good. Next, and on the other side, a new study published in The Lancet raised some eyebrows. It found that some doctors who regularly used AI tools for things like colonoscopy screenings became less sharp at detecting issues when the AI wasn't there to assist them. You could say that's a real-world example of the use-it-or-lose-it principle, but for a doctor's professional skills. Kind of makes you wonder about that fine line between being assisted and becoming dependent, doesn't it? But of course, with great power comes, well, you know the rest. The rapid advancement of AI has also ignited some serious discussions about its regulation and ethical implications. We've seen calls for pauses in large AI model development, and governments worldwide are grappling with how to ensure AI remains beneficial and safe. A significant voice in this conversation is Dr. Fei-Fei Li, co-director of Stanford's Human-Centered AI Institute. She often emphasizes the need for a human-centered approach to AI, and I recall her saying sometime that AI is a mirror of humanity. We need to teach it human values. This isn't just about technical prowess. It's about building safeguards, understanding bias, and ensuring fairness as these powerful systems become more integrated into our lives. It's a crucial reminder that while the tech is exciting, the human element, both in its creation and in its impact, must always be at the forefront. From the brushes of AI artist to the legislative halls, AI is certainly keeping us up on our toes. That's all the time we have today for your AI in 5. So thank you for tuning in. Remember to like, subscribe for us, listen to our weekly podcast, and remember to keep exploring the incredible world of artificial intelligence. Good night.